The second exercise of this series is sympathy and antipathy. Just feel from your heart down into your legs. Your left leg just stays as it is, and the right leg, and it's important, that's the right leg, please. The right leg and the foot slowly move forward, and you feel it with your heart, sympathy. You let it be in front for a short time, and then you return to the center, stand upright. And again, the right leg moves backwards. When we do antipathy, you withdraw the right leg towards the back. Maybe you even stretch it a bit, become upright. Antipathy. And return to the center. One more time, sympathy. You feel down to your legs, your heart connects with the movement, sympathy. You come back to the center, towards the back, antipathy, and you stretch. And back to the center. And if your hips already start to hurt, just don't join us now, because later on we are going to use a chair to support us. And those who still feel well, do it a third time with me. Always with the right leg, sympathy, return, antipathy. You stand, and now please use a wall, use a chair, something, because maybe you have already noticed the hips start to hurt soon, and it's not an equilibrium exercise. It's an exercise of letting things, or getting things, to flow. And we always do it like this, that we stand on our left leg. From the heart, we slowly sink down and we feel the feet, both. Then slowly we go forward and we do it slowly. And we just let our heart forces flow through the leg and we just follow it forward. And then very slowly we come back. And then we stand for a while, until the legs are quiet again, the left one is not complaining anymore, and then we do the antipathy movement towards the back. Very slowly we go backwards. And very slowly we come forward. And the question about the breath, I think here it's even more relevant, as with yes and no, because here I'm playing in a way that's playful. Here it's so much more serious. And in a way, this sympathy again, it's in a way the gesture of breathing out. Huh? Just you let go, you let go. Yeah. And you let go. And then you come back. So in a way you feel, you breathe out, but when you watch your breath, you won't breathe out for half a minute. The breath still goes in and out, although the general feeling is breathing out. And when the right leg goes back for antipathy, it's pretty clearly the attitude of breathing in, from my opinion. So you go back. And in a way you get fuller and fuller and fuller. But if I wouldn't breathe out, I couldn't speak. So you have both. But the general feeling is of breathing in the body. Then you come back.